Thanks for joining with us at Homilies from Holy Cross. Holy Cross Catholic Church is a parish in Kernersville, North Carolina, within the Diocese of Charlotte. Our podcast is a daily way for us to hear the gospel proclaimed and the word preached. So we're going to dive in and see what God wants to speak to our hearts today.
Good morning. As we continue our journey through John's gospel, today is Friday of the sixth week of Easter. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Take just a moment and remember a difficult time in your life. This may have been a time when you experienced an illness, difficult challenges in a relationship, or the loss of something or someone. What were the emotions you experienced during this time? Were they anger? Were they fear? Sadness? Grief? Loss? Did you have a sense of the presence of God with you at that time? Or did you feel lost, alone, and just afraid? You know, we are now approaching the end of the Easter season, and Christ's ascension is celebrated this coming Sunday, and the following Sunday is Pentecost. For us, these are feasts, but what was it like for the first disciples? You know, all this week, our gospel readings have been about Jesus preparing his disciples for his passion and his death, and the time when he will no longer be with them. In today's reading, Jesus warns his disciples that difficult times will come to them. There will be times when they will weep, mourn, grieve. They will not be easy days. But he assures them that their grief will only be temporary, and that their weeping and their mourning will become joy. You know, to help his disciples understand this message, Jesus uses the image of a woman who is in labor for having a baby. Yes, the labor is difficult. The pain is excruciating. However, when the child is born, there is great joy, for a new life has come into the world. A tremendous gift was born from all that pain. And Jesus wants his disciples to know and believe that after the difficult days of his crucifixion and death, new life will come forward. Now, I've been with women in labor. I know what they go through because I was a volunteer medic on an ambulance. And I remember when women in my ambulance would say, "It's coming, it's coming." And I'd have to deliver a baby and I'd tell them, "Don't do this in my ambulance." So I've seen women in labor in the pain. But when the baby was born, they were very joyful, felt very blessed. And once again, we will see Jesus and experience his presence with us. We will be able to rejoice when our part in Jesus' gift to us and new life and hope, our part is to trust, be watchful, attentive for his coming. This is often easier said than done, though, isn't it? We may know Jesus will come again, but when life is difficult, painful, we may not trust that new life and hope will ever return to us. Often the journey to new life is long, barren, arduous. If we truly trust Jesus, however, we will stay on that journey with him despite the difficulty, despite the pain. How great is our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, especially when we don't see him or feel that he is with us. The reality is that Jesus is always with us, never leaves us. Today, Jesus is certain to come to us. But will our minds, our eyes, our hearts be open to his coming? He will come, however, and we have to be awake. We have to be alert. Will we choose to stay awake until he comes? That's a choice each and every one of us must make. And I pray that we all will make that choice. God bless.
In conclusion, let us go ahead and pray together the St. Michael prayer as well as the intercessory prayer that the bishop sent to the priest to be prayed during the coronavirus outbreak. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of soul. Amen. Merciful Father, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, Saint Roch, and Saint Rosalie, deliver us from the current attack and subsequent suffering we are enduring from the coronavirus. May we seek to assist those in need in body or spirit, and ourselves turn away from sin and trust in you. We ask this in the name of the divine physician, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.